Fire away.
Injury updates or?
Nothing new other than what we've already, already had.
So which turn is it with Wisniewski? I missed the whole offseason and now another week here in terms of getting up to speed.
Well, I mean, he needs to get the reps. It's football and you don't just show up and play. So every day he's not out here. It's a little bit further behind, but he's been keeping up mentally, as far as taking the mental reps and the meetings, but it's hard to replace those physical reps that you get out here at practice or in games.
Is he close?
Don't know. He couldn't practice today, so I don't know how long it's going
to
be.
Is it a day-to-day type thing, or is it
day-to-day?
Or a week to week? Or
it's probably more day-to-day, I'm hoping. But he's still not ready to go.
How has Parsons been?
He's done well. He's done well. As a matter of fact, he was competing the whole time, and we were impressed with what we've seen out of him. And again, we got a next man up philosophy. If Wiz is ready to go, great. If he's not, then it's next man up. And Alex go in there and play, and we expect to see results from him. And he's given us every indication that we'll see that.
How much do you concern yourself with the long-term or semi-long-term prognosis of a player, and how much do you just come to practice and say, who do I got today?
Well, I mean, really at the end of the day, that's what you do. Yeah. I mean, we're going to have to go out there and play with whoever's available to go play. So, obviously we want all our guys to be healthy, and we want to get the guys back that aren't. But we got a job to do, and we had a job to do today to get ready for Detroit, and the guys that are healthy and ready to go, we expect them to go out there and perform. So that's kind of the attitude that we have.
Do you have a cutoff day, or is it a situation where Wiz isn't here now, it's most likely Parsons would be the guy?
There's no cutoff day. I mean, we're going to evaluate Wiz, and we're going to try to get him back out here as soon as we can. And then whenever he's able to go, then we'll determine what's best for us as an offense and gives us the best chance to win.
Back to a regular season format today, or first time for this camp. What does that mean to these guys? What does it mean for preparation today? How is it different today that you were in a regular season?
Well, we were preparing more for Detroit, so we got a lot more Detroit looks. Their defensive scheme, a little bit more of a four-man front. A lot of eight-man fronts, so our offense got ready for that. Obviously defensively, we got to be prepared for Calvin Johnson's an outstanding player. Matt Stafford is a exceptional quarterback. So we've got our hands full on defense. So it was just really getting a chance to take a look at the things that they like to do and getting ourselves familiar with that.
It's like almost a dress rehearsal the whole week, not just the game itself.
Yeah, it's more of a dress rehearsal, kind of taking the guys through how we're going to go about game planning for a week, all the way up until game day. And then, we've got a little bit more in from a game planning standpoint this week than we normally do. Still not, a full game plan, but more than what we've done the first two preseason games.
Are starters going to play more of this third game of the season?
They're going to get out there and get some work. So we'll see how the game goes as far as the number count of plays. But I would anticipate them getting more action.
With Aaron out, with Miles playing such a big role in the linebacker core, I mean, do you anticipate having the defensive line, the defensive backs, in some way, if I don't know a better word, cover for the linebacker core a little bit until they're able to get more cohesion?
No, not really. I mean, Miles has been with us all throughout OTAs, mini camp. He's been with us through the whole training camp, and he's gotten a ton of reps. And we're not going to change a lot of what we do to try to mask anything or cover anything up. He's coming along. He's not quite where we want him to be yet, but he's making progress. And the good news is we still got a couple weeks before we play a regular season game, so he's still got time to get better.
So the linebacker core in particular doesn't worry you any more than any other core, or does
it? No, it doesn't worry me any more than anybody else. I mean, again, it's same philosophy. It's next man up, this is Miles' turn, so step up and make plays. And we expect him to do that, and that's what he fully expects to do.
Liner going to be able to play with a broken finger or
He's fine. I mean, he threw the ball a little bit today. That shouldn't be any issue.
The safety's been particularly excited about this new defense and sort of the opportunities it gives them. What have you seen? Have you seen that, the play on the fields, and then so far?
I think the good thing about our safety position is we got some speed and athleticism there, and our job as coaches is to find out what our guys do well, put them in those positions and ask them to do those things and limit the times we ask them to do things that they're not as good at. So, you know, those are a couple guys that, are athletic that can do a lot of different things. So we're going to try to use them that way.
And Spencer's progression since the beginning of camp. Started out, he was had a couple of rough days early.
Yeah.
He was kind of like, hey, I'm a veteran. I've been through training camp. It's not a big deal. And it seems like he's just been pretty steady almost every day.
And really, that's the way he's been. Yeah. And that's what you get when you get a pro like that. And, you know, I mean, it's just like everybody else. We went through a couple of days. He started to get a little dead legs and didn't move around as good. And then all of a sudden, you know, he got a day off here and there and got his body back. And now he's really been kind of steady for us.
What have you seen so far to make you think that, you know, the defense for years here has had this problem stopping the blood for a year, long, long time? And what have you seen so far to make you think that this year is going to be different?
Well, I mean, it's no different than any other year. When you're when you understand what your job is, what your responsibility is, and you do your job, then we'll stop the run. If we get undisciplined in our gap control, then that's where you get creased. So, our guys have done a pretty good job of understanding, you know, where they fit within the run game, and how we're trying to make the ball go where we want it to go, and they have a good feel for that right now. So it's still a work in progress. We still got to get better, but I've been happy with some of the improvement.
So the key word there being discipline. You feel like there's more gap control discipline.
Well, that's the only way you play run defense. I mean, it's gap control defense. It's eliminating space in your defense, and those are the things that we continue to harp on and continue to try to get better at.
At the beginning of camp, Rolando McClain pretty much conceded or said, look, I got to force myself to be a leader. It's really not in my nature to maybe really go away. You know, have you seen him do that?
He's improving. He's improving. And, everybody's going to lead in their own way. And it's hard for guys to, you know, I mean, I don't expect him to change what his personality is, but I expect him to handle the job that we ask him to handle. And part of that is he's got to be able to stand in front of those guys, communicate in the huddle. He's got to be the guy that makes a lot of the checks and adjustments once we line up. So in that regard, he's been what we want him to be. And if he continues to improve, then he'll have a good year.
Who's going to take the Jacoby's spot of wide out this game?
Well, this game it'll be Rod Streeter. You know, so again, next man up philosophy. He's the next man on the list. We put him up and go out and do your job.
Still hopeful that Moore's back week one. That's still the plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks like he's on progress.
Yeah. I mean, he's making progress. He was a little bit better today than he was yesterday. So, as long as there's no setbacks, I'm hoping to have him back out here sooner rather than later.
And how was Taiwan after getting his first work in and then getting a day
was
off?
Good.
Still looking good?
Was good, yeah. He still looked good today. So every day he's able to put a good day back-to-back, that's better for us.
Do you anticipate trying to give him the ball a little bit more this upcoming game as a result of missing the first two games?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know if we get him any more than what we potentially would have gotten him, but obviously we'll get him more than he's gotten in the last couple of games. You know.
What you've seen, how's it going with implementing the zone blocking schemes? A bunch of linemen, except for one in particular who didn't play last year.
It's not going any different than what I would have anticipated. I think at times it's really good and we have some explosive runs. And then at times, you know, we don't execute the technique exactly right or don't target exactly right. And it's not as good. But I've spent enough years in the league watching this running scheme, and I got all the confidence in the world in the scheme and our players' ability to execute it that when the time comes, we'll be able to run the football.
Is there any particular spiritual leap that the linemen have to make? Like, you know, a lion, big guy, maybe he wants to play a certain way naturally, but in this scheme, he has to hold back in some way.
No, it's an aggressive scheme. Okay, it's not a sit back and catch type of scheme. That's the misnomer about the zone blocking scheme. Conceptually, it's a way of blocking, but we're still looking for, you know, tough football players that are going to try to knock people off the ball.
Is that the Andre Carter right there?
Yeah.
Just to look, see how he's doing, or is there a need there?
We're gonna shake all the bushes and see what falls out. If we feel like we got something that can help us, we're going to do it.
Does that do it, everybody? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.